And we're back. I can't believe it. I survived some button pushing that you can only imagine by being here and looking at it. And we talked about this a little earlier. Some of us were not brought up with these multiple machines with all sorts of little things on them and phones sitting in the midst of us in case something goes on that requires a phone combined with DJB SAM or some other thing that has spectrums on it. It's quite a job for an old fellow, I'll tell you.
I bet you miss Jason now, man.
Oh man, do I ever. And he knows some things, by the way, that, the way, not so much the show was produced, but the way it was recorded, transferred over to the fellow who did all our programming and turned into a podcast and made it available to, you know, to us to share with people throughout the world. And folks, if you're on, we'll say, Facebook or any of the social media platforms with, Lloyd or Gary or myself, please do this one simple thing. When this show comes out on podcast and wherever you see it, whether it be on Facebook, on LinkedIn, whether it be, wherever you see it on your social media, more than likely, please share it. Take advantage of that share thing, and I'll tell you why. There's things that we say here that seem ordinary to us because we're used to talking like this. However, there's someone out there that either, you know, Lloyd knows something, has survived something, got through it, talked about it here, or there's something Gary has in his life that he spoke about and basically demonstrated by the fact that he's alive here and now, that he survived that. And there's someone out there, in both cases, who, if they don't hear that solution, if they don't hear the hope from someone like you, they're not going to make it. So, you know, does anybody have the right to not allow that someone to make it?
Yeah.
So should everybody not share a program that's simply out there to help save lives?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, that's kind of what we're up against right now. We're talking about, not so much the problems, but the amendments, you know, how to go back and make right what we feel is wrong. And we often talk in the programs about clearing the wreckage of the past. And we talked a little bit about dads, and all three of us have a different form of that missing piece. But the bottom line is the sentiments and the feelings are quite in line. Although none of us can feel the same way, but I think... But we have a common theme in that we're not really comfortable to the fullest extent over that issue. And as Lloyd said, there are resentments, and that's fine. They may hang, but, I mean, he's doing the best to get rid of them and following the ways that we believe. And, of course, that's, getting with his sense of higher power, God, and sharing with others within the program walls, if you want, and anyone who's interested in finding a way. Is there anything in your lives, other than the relationships we spoke about, that really needs fixing up? It's imminent. You're going to do it at some point. You're going to make this amend. You're going to fix it up. You're going to make an effort, anyway, to rid yourself of, as similar to what Lloyd said, rid yourself of a resentment that keeps hanging around and coming back to rear its ugly face when you don't feel like being there. Is there anything either one of you has that you want to get rid of? And it's something that's, other than dads, that's been around a long time. Either up to you guys.
Again, it's like I need a clean sheet. I try to have a clean sheet every day. But with that being said, there's still spots. And until I get that erased, I'll continue to deal with it.
Okay.
I can go through a whole day, I'll be okay till I put my head on the pillow at night. Because when I take inventory of my day, yes, I did X, Y, Z, but I want to get rid of but.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a saying, we all sleep as dead men.
Yeah.
We get into a dead sleep and we're like, oh wow, I'm up. But what about not waking up?
Yeah.
So I do want to, today, I have today. I don't know about tomorrow.
Yeah.
So actually I got a call, an unexpected call, when I was away to find out how I am. And I was like, whoa, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting that call. With that person calling me to poke in my business, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or did they feel in their heart, hey, I need to call him and find out how he's doing? It's not common for that person to call me to ask me how I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And that was the same thing with my mom. It wasn't common for her to call me for my birthday. But she called me for my birthday. And she died 3 days later.
Wow.
Okay? And that spoke multitudes to me. Mm-hmm. Because I had that one seed of honor for my mom. And if I didn't have that one seed, I'd have never known my dad's name. Even though she took over 40 years to tell me.
Wow.
And my father, whom I never met, told my siblings about me. That was my saving grace. So I look at all that and I say, you know what, man? I can't be that way because I got to know who I am.
Whoa.
My siblings, my nieces and nephews, my great nieces and nephews, even though I was told some things are better left unknown. And I said, whoa, how could that be? Mm-hmm. I was going to miss all that? You expected to miss all that? It was part of me. Because we all have our selfish ways.
Mm-hmm.
That was their way of saying to me, hey, don't worry about it. Yeah, I had to worry about it. Mm-hmm. You know, say, who cares? Yeah, I care. I got to validate Lloyd's feeling. He's the one that lived it.
Yeah.
I have to validate your issue. I have to validate her issue because y'all lived it. Yeah. I can't make a judgment call on what you lived. Right, you're here today. I see you.
Yeah.
I call it the fine print. I see the capital letters. You could have a nice car, a big home, but what's the fine print behind all this?
Yeah. I hear you. And that fine print, although it isn't always legible, and I think it's not legible because the person who needs to read it,
you got
to
take
not
time,
putting his glasses on and
take time
and going up and reading it.
You know?
Just like I'm doing behind these wires here.
Yeah.
Wait, anything come to mind?
As for me, Scott, I mean, like Gary said, everything that I wanted to say, basically. So he he was speaking for both of us. But you know, I just got to realize that there is things that, no matter how much I want to fix it, it just won't. It won't. You know, I have to let it go and let it be and. You know, basically Gary said everything that I wanted to say, but I gotta learn to that, you know, some things you just gotta let go and accept.
Jesus.
And I find that hard for me, you know, accepting is hard for me.
Well, you know, it's interesting though, you know, gentlemen, your programs for life, you know, whatever they may be, whether it's part of this 12-phase philosophy or not, or whether it's a church totally or you know, a faith-based way, totally, or whether it's, as we are, you know, learning more about our faith as we travel the road, you know, trudge the roads, as they say, in some of the 12-step philosophies. Yeah. But we're getting there, and the reintroduction of the past that you've both experienced in not too distant past is amazing. Because it does the same thing.
Yeah.
There's a restoration process going on, you know. And when I think of that, I am so thankful for everything the way it is in my life, the way it's gone in my life, the good, bad, and the ugly, because I could not be here with you guys taking part in your reintroduction to the past, which reminds me of my own.
Yeah.
You know, and we can all kind of be in the same place and feel as we were created to be anyway, equal, you know, in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
I mean, not Jennifer, Lloyd, or Gary, or Scott are worth any more in the eyes of the Creator. Right. So, you know what I mean? So we're all in good stead and the same in so many respects. And man, you know, how do we get that out there?
You know what? I have to quote from what I read in the fine print. It says, bear ye one another's burdens. Okay.
Yeah. Sharing the burden.
Sharing the burden. Right? So that actually gave me the segue. Bear you one another's burden, and also look out for one another so none of you misses out on God's special favor.
Yeah.
Right? So it's amazing how God does things.
Yeah.
He brings us together.
Yeah.
We're not looking at color.
Yeah.
We're looking at the heart.
Yeah.
the heart of one another. And if we can appreciate one another and tell each other, hey, man, I love you, bro.
Yeah.
I love you, my sister. I just met you and I fell in love with you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
And it starts with one. Starts with one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Here we are in the studio. We never grew up with each other, but somehow it's like, man, I feel like I've known this guy a long time.
I was just going to say that. I mean, I met Gary last week, and I mean, it sounds like he's telling my story.
You know, so, but these are the things, you know.
He likes airtime.
Should I blow the whistle on this guy? But you know what? All jokes aside, it's moments like this in our life that we never knew would happen.
Yeah.
And it's deep, it's intimate, and we're being transparent here.
Yep.
And this is the only way we can help one another going forward.
Yeah.
Because we all have something that we need. I have something that you need, and vice versa. And when we bring that together, it's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, the teamwork makes the dream work really comes true when you get to a point like that. And you just realize after minutes, really, in total time, like you guys know each other, in just minutes, you know where we have to go.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? And that's
was not so there wonderful. For your start.
Yeah,
no. But let's be there for the finish.
That's right. Yeah.
And I often say that, you know, some of my wounds are still bleeding, and you know, I got to realize that I can't bleed on people that didn't cut me, and that's I find that hard to do right now.
Yeah.
But I'm learning to, learning how to master that.
Yeah.
You know, don't bleed on people that didn't cut you.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? Sharing the, experience of the cut, may not be as advantageous to everyone else out there as the solution, that overcame the problem, you know, or is overcoming the problem. So, you're right. And it all comes down to sharing. You know, what do we share? What don't we share? You know, and we know how to find out, which is another great answer. The Life Recovery Devotional, which is something a lot of us read every day, or at least 30 days of the month, because we have a reading for each step that coordinates and lines up with the month. So we're in the ninth month. That means we're looking at phase 9 or step 9. That means we're making amends. And on the 10th day of that month, of that step, we read whatever the devotional says. So it says step 9, day 10. That's what we read.
Yeah.
And today, interestingly enough, it's about love.
Yes.
You know, what struck me the most, and I wrote it down here, was that loving the best we can is enough.
Wow.
You know, and when you think of that, it comes back to this decision-making power again.
Yeah.
And once we've made that decision to, you know, to forgive, to love, we've decided that we're going to love our brothers, man. We're going to love our brothers no matter what.
Yeah.
And our sisters, you know, and it means that. I mean, you know, it was written in a manly time, but it means people. Your neighbor is just everybody who you're not. So, you know, by loving your neighbor, and what does it say in Scripture? As yourself.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
You know, so the emphasis here is so key to you being healthy enough, to me being healthy enough, to Jennifer being healthy enough to go through with that. Just to make that decision to, I must be the best I can be in every sense of the word, so I can fulfill my destiny and fulfill it to the degree that I was designed to fulfill it. So, powerful stuff, gentlemen. And I think mulling around those thoughts for the next few minutes will probably be a real good thing as we take a break again. It's Scott at Sharing the Burden, live, 102.9 FM. And we'll be back in a minute or so.